This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Everyone these days is looking for some sort of edge, but it's no surprise that Silicon Valley isn't satisfied with five-hour energy drink and nap pods. The culture famous for hacking everything is also super into hacking the body, and specifically the brain. And of course, there's a startup in this story too. Nutrobox is one of those subscription mail services, but this one isn't filled with makeup samples or gear. It's filled with pills that are supposed to enhance cognition. It's $135 a month for a month's supply of nootropics. Alex Morris is a contributing editor at New York Magazine. She profiled the company in a piece titled The Pill Freaks of Silicon Valley. And I asked her what you are all thinking right this second. What the heck are nootropics?
Nootropics are cognitive enhancers, and they fall into this sort of gray area between pharmaceuticals like Adderall and scheduled drugs like LSD. Although the people who are trying nootropics at this point are people who often have dabbled in both off-label use of Adderall and illicit use of LSD, oftentimes in microdoses. Mm. So basically, these are people who are interested in messing around with their brain chemistry.
Okay, and so then along comes this company, Nootrobox.
Yeah, so basically the company came about because the two founders, Jeffrey Wu and Michael Brandt, had friends who were sort of involved in this underground community of trying nootropics. And what this meant was ordering compounds off the internet, often from overseas, and you would try it.
Good idea.
And this was all over Reddit. It was becoming a little bit of a thing to do in Silicon Valley. So basically they realized that if there were people going through all these steps, then there would be a market for a fully vetted pill.
How much of that do you think is Silicon Valley culture? I mean, you hear these stories, they may be apocryphal, but you can certainly see this interest in body hacking all around the valley. There's everything from body implants to genome mapping to Soylent, you know, all these ways to be faster, better, smarter, little baskets of pills at every startup. How much of that do you think influenced, for one thing, how much funding they got and their sort of current customer base?
I think it did a lot. You know, I talked to one Nutribox customer that said that taking drugs and pills to work better was actually kind of a badge of honor in this culture and this environment. And I think that there's this sense that anything you can do to get an edge on the competition is worth doing or worth trying.
What do you think about the broader potential market? I mean, certainly, you know, in the past few years, we've seen Red Bull and 5-Hour Energy and all these different caffeine drinks. You know, it seems clear that everybody's looking for some sort of boost, even if it's just to like stay awake, much less get ahead at work. Do you think that there is a broader market for this, or is it just too weird for people?
Look, I talked to a scientist who was like, this, you know, it's not a fantasy that there could be a chemical compound out there that would increase human cognition in a way that's safe. He wasn't sure that we had found that compound yet. If it could be proven that these were safe and effective, why wouldn't we?
So did you try them?
Yeah. Nootropics.
You did.
I did try them.
Was it?
Yeah.
In my mind, it's like Limitless, you know, that show, like you just, or the movie. Like you try it and the whole world changes and you're way smarter. Did that happen?
I wish. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things is Nutribox has a product called Go Cubes, which are a mix of caffeine and L-theanine. L-theanine, there's a lot of it in green tea. It's actually sort of calming. Mm. I think those work. I you know, will pop one in the afternoon now. And they're also for something that kind of tastes like gelatinous coffee. They're surprisingly delicious.
Alex Morris is contributing editor at New York Magazine and Rolling Stone. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.